So, Patrick, we're just out of your citizen journalism course that you're running. Part of it's Queen's kind of continuing education,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, Queen's Open Education Programme runs in the wintertime, the springtime, essentially enrichment courses for mature students.
So what kind of things does citizen journalism... It's about 12 weeks, so what does it do? What kind of things does it cover?
Well, basically... Obviously, it's a subject that is very much of the moment. For example, the Arab Spring, WikiLeaks. So what the course is trying to do is not only inform people about citizen journalism as a new phenomenon, but it's also trying to give them some citizen journalistic skills in terms of blogging to the extent that they can develop their own blogs and perhaps join this this thing called citizen journalism.
So over the weeks, you've been running through the kind of style of things, the kind of, I guess, the kind of... mishaps and adventures that bloggers can get up to, and then you're going to get them. They actually, there's a practical element to the course as well. They're going to get to,
they're going to get
12 new bloggers in Northern Ireland setting up blogs to talk about.
Sorry about the additional competition. No, they don't get away with just listening to me waffle for 12 weeks about theoretical material. The whole thrust of the course is that once they're skilled up, once they're informed in terms of what's happening out there with blogging, they then turn that into their own practical production. And yes, hopefully in a few weeks' time, we'll see these novice bloggers turning into fully-fledged bloggers.
Okay, and do you think, you've got quite a few people to kind of sign up for it. Is it the kind of course you think will come back again if people are interested?
I hope so. I mean, I don't think I've done anything dubious to turn people off at the moment.
You haven't been put off.
I think they've been somewhat taken aback that actually this isn't about amateurism. It's not about just going out there and posting spurious drivel. It's got to have some element of style, some element of construction, especially if they want to attract a readership or if they want to use it as a skill, as a platform for themselves to then develop as perhaps more traditional mainstream journalists in the future.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and hope the rest of the course goes well.
Thank you very much, Alan.